Sorry, let's
one word, sorry. I just showed you, Jesus said,
showed you many verses,
my friend, excuse me,
the same
no,
with the
what you have shown is this. Jesus says, my Father has given me this, my Father is greater than all, and I am the Father one.
Yeah.
Then I showed you the context, because you did not read the context. The context, in few chapters later, Jesus says, I pray that you, my disciples, will also be one with us, just as I am the Father one, you will be one with us. So you...
It doesn't make sense, your argument.
Listen, listen. You are clearly seeing the context where Jesus says, just as I am the Father one, you, the disciples, will be one, but you reject it because it goes against your belief. Try to be consistent.
You are
I showed you the context.
No, we showed you many verses, and you
none of them, none of them,
well,
you have demonstrated.
Your arguments have convinced me. I can say
no, no. Look, look. Even if evidence is given to you and you don't accept it, how can you be convinced?
John chapter 10. John chapter 10. John chapter 10.
Yeah.
Starting from verse 30, and we read to verse 33.
Yeah.
Start from verse 30.
Jesus says, I am God, right there? Does he?
Let's read.
Okay. If it says that, I have no problem, but does it say that?
I and the Father
we read to verse 33.
One.
Yeah.
I and the Father are one.
That's what we tackled already.
Okay, let's go.
Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
You know?
What?
Just to interpret the text, you know?
Hold on to that. It's very important. So do you take the accusations? I do know the passage very well.
Do you know the passage?
Do you accept the accusation of people as an evidence? If I accuse you of being a terrorist, is that an evidence that you are a terrorist?
No, but...
Wait a second, please. I will deal with it fully, God willing. If I accuse you of a terrorist, is this an evidence of you being a terrorist?
No.
Right. So an accusation is not an evidence. Yeah? So did Jesus say, I am blaspheming? Or was the Jewish people said that you are claiming to be God? Who is claiming? Who is accusing? It's a Jewish... Right. So they're accusing him. So we establish one thing. They're accusing of blasphemy when he didn't, right? So it doesn't... Even if they accused him, you're God, it doesn't make Jesus to be God in any way that he's claiming to be God. Simple accusation. Now, did Jesus respond to this accusation? Read on. He responded to them and he refuted them. He refuted them.
No, one second. I have another one. But
no, no. Read the same one. What is the response of Jesus in this accusation? How did he respond to it? Read it aloud. Because the answer is there. Now, let me read. So what happened? Jesus says, look. Jesus answered them. Is it not written, yeah, in your law? I have said you are gods. We have already covered that. This is in Psalms 82:6. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, yeah, and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent
into the world?
Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said... Now, what did he say? Now, he's answering what he said. I said, I am God? Because I said... Did he say that? No. I am God's son. I am Ben Elyon. Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles that you may know and understand the Father is in me and I in the Father. Again, they... tried to seize him, but they escaped their grasp. Let's understand what the response was. Jesus didn't say, of course I'm God. That's not a blasphemy. Because I'm God, I have to tell you that I'm God. He said nothing like that. He says, look, hold on. He said, isn't it written in your law that I said you are gods and the scripture cannot be broken? So when we go in Psalms 82, this is what God, Jesus is referring to. God says, he presides in the assembly of gods. And he says, I said, you are gods, sons of the Most High. But then he continues, but you will die like men. So Jesus tells them, in the old times, God has called human beings Elohim or gods. And those human beings who were called Elohim, imagine I'm one of them. And I come to you, I'm Elohim. I'm not blaspheming because God calls me Elohim. It doesn't make me God. And I'm saying, I'm Ben Elion. I'm the son of the Most High. I'm not blaspheming because God called me that. And neither am I blaspheming because it makes me God in any way. So Jesus told them, look, even in your book, human beings were called by God as Elohim, son of Elohim. It doesn't make them God or son of God. I only said I am Ben Elion, son of God. This term doesn't mean I am God, because Jesus throughout the New Testament makes it clear that you are son of God. You are son of God. Adam is the son of God. Anyone who is a righteous person is a son of God. So Jesus refuted their accusation from this blasphemy. So again, any verse that you bring, it goes against your belief that Jesus claims to be God or claims to be claiming to be one receiving worship. Every single one we have discussed, it goes against your belief. No, no. Do you believe in what the Bible says? Okay, the Bible says Jesus has a God. Do you believe that?
Jesus is the God himself.
No. The Bible says, Jesus says, I am going to my father and your father. So is his father different than your father? He says clearly.
It is. No. I think it is. I have another father.
So you,
I have another father.
But when he says,
my physical
But what you don't understand what Jesus says is this. Jesus says, I am going to my father and your father. So he's already teaching you, his father is your father too. So just like he's the son of God, you're a son of God too. He told you that clearly. And he didn't stop there. He says, I am going to my God and your God. So his God is your God too. And your God is his God too. It's the same God. So we have now demonstrated to you as a Christian in your Bible, Jesus says that he has a God that he's going to. God does not have a God, my friend. God does not have a God that he's going to. God is God. God doesn't go to another God. If Jesus says, I have a God that I'm going to, he cannot be God. Simple, plain. So you now have Jesus clearly telling you that he has a God. Did he worship him properly? He says, yeah. Whatever my father tells me, I obey him. Because he's greater than me. And my... Did he not say that? My father has given this all to me. So he was a humble servant of God. A humble, sincere worshipper of God. That's what Islam teaches. He was a messenger and a prophet of God. Very humble, very sincere. And a good worshipper of God. That's why a Muslim can never be a Muslim unless they believe Jesus was a messenger of God. So we invite you to the same message of Islam. Come back to the worship of the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. Because in that will be your success, worshipping God alone.
But what's the difference between Muhammad and Jesus Christ?
Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last prophet and Jesus wasn't the last prophet.
Muhammad is in Mecca, Jesus Christ is in heaven.
No, Jesus Christ will come down again, he will die, he will die. So when he comes down and dies, are you going to worship a dead man? Of course not. You're not going to worship any man, you're going to worship the one who sends him, right?
No.
So who, okay, one simple question. Who sent Jesus? Himself? Who sent him? Himself?
God.
No, who sent him? Himself.
God.
No, answer the question. Did Jesus send himself? The answer is not himself. He says, he sent me. He you should worship. O our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done. Whose will be done?
Thy will be done in the name of
In the name of Okay, whose will should be done? Jesus' will or the one in heaven?
Say, but... That Jesus Christ, how he told us to pray in the name of the
Okay, who should you pray to?
To the Father.
Right, do you heavens. Should you pray to the Son?
To the Father, that's clear.
Yes, should you pray to the Son?
I got this. I got it.
Good.
To the Father.
Next question. Should you pray to the Son?
In the name of who?
No. Next question is, should you pray to the Son?
I pray to the Father, yeah?
Okay. And the Son? Or only the Father?
Okay, I got this.
No.
I pray to
God. I want to understand whether you're pure monotheist or you are an associator with God. Do you also pray to the Son? Or only to the Father? If you do only to the Father, then I agree with you. You should only pray to the Father because He is the only God.
Hallowed be thy name in the name of Jesus Christ.
No, no, it doesn't say that. Carry on, carry on. Read it. Read it, read it.
We have a verse. Interesting. Interesting verse. Let's see. We have a verse.
Okay. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet. And there were loud voices
in the Revelation. We have seven trumpets, yeah?
Which said,
this is a dream, right? It's a dream.
Oh, come on.
Wait, wait. Revelation is about dreams of dragons and...
Come on now.
Okay, okay.
Okay, carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on, carry on. Carry on, let's see.
No, no, no. First, need to explain if it's a dream or not.
Go ahead.
We read the Revelation 1, verse. Blessed,
yeah, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw that is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
So, okay. Blessed are those who read the
words
understand. Yeah,
of the
so
prophecy,
revelation is
and
not
blessed
a
are those
revelation
who hear
is a
it and take the...
It's a okay.
The so, kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
Thank you very much.
In Revelation, does it talk about heaven?
Yes.
Right. How many throne is in heaven? Throne, throne. You know kings and queens have thrones, they sit on?
Yes.
How many thrones in heaven? Okay. God in Revelation is sitting on the throne. And someone standing on his right hand side. Who is the one standing on the right-hand side?
Every chapter, chapter 12. 1 second. Every chapter 12.
Now let's talk about Revelation, not Hebrews.
Every chapter 12 is speaking about where is the throne. So here is the sanctuary.
Okay.
Where is speaking about the...
In Revelation...
speaking about the sanctuary and the heavenly throne.
In Revelation, you have God on the throne, right?
Revelation chapter 6. 1 second. We have all the answer for you.
Oh, very good if you do. So, let's see the picture in Revelation. Who is God on the throne and who is standing on his right hand side?
Let's read the Hebrew first until I find the verse in Revelation, because I have a verse in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, așa, capitolul 1, spune aici că Dumnezeu s-a așezat la...
Okay, Hebrew 12.
Yeah.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders... The point of what we are saying is this. Would you have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and who serves in his sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by man? Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer.
So the thing is, what we are interested for us, what we need from this chapter is verse 1 and 2, which it explains Jesus is raising up in the heaven and he sit next to God Father.
He's sitting or standing?
Standing.
Yeah, citește. Right. Why is he not sitting if he's equal to God? So you have God on your throne and someone standing on the right hand side.
Sit down at the right hand of the throne.
Good. Sit down. So you have one person on the throne and the right hand side, someone sitting down. So how many gods are sitting down on the throne? One or two? If you believe in one God, now you have two persons sitting, right? Either you believe in one God or you believe in more than one God. You can't have it both ways.
So we have two thrones in there.
So how many gods are sitting on the throne?
God Father, God Son.
Are you saying one God sits on two thrones?
No, they are manifesting in one. We believe.
No, that's not manifesting in one.
We believe God is manifesting in three different persons.
No, no.
God Father, God Son, and God Holy Spirit.
You have two thrones.
Three different missions.
Please,
they
please, please,
three
please.
Different
don't talk about your belief.
They are manifesting one. When you're speaking about
you
God,
know,
we are speaking about one God.
You're talking about your belief, which needs to be based on the text. So you have in heaven two thrones.
Yes.
Is one God sitting on the two thrones in your belief? Or
no.
Two gods sitting on the two thrones?
Two gods.
Two gods. So how many gods do
God
you believe
Father,
in?
God Son.
How many gods do you believe in? One God or two gods?
We believe in this term, which means, which are Trinity. That, you understand the term?
So where is the throne for the Holy Spirit? Can you show me a throne for the Holy Spirit?
Where is the Holy Spirit?
We don't have the a throne for the
Why
Holy
not?
Spirit.
Why not? Is he not God according to you?
No, the Holy Spirit is doing another. He's having another mission. He's doing something else. And we read this in John.
No, no, in heaven, you have no throne for the Holy Spirit.
John chapter. We can read about the Holy Spirit as well. John chapter 14. Hi, John 5. I speak him in John 5. About Holy Spirit. We read about the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14. Sorry for my language.
No, no, you're very clear.
He's not the
no problem, I can understand you.
John chapter 14. Unde spune acolo despre așa? Vă zic ce până cine mele, că v-am trimis mângâietorul, stai și ce face mângâietorul? Vă adeverește și ce va face? Așa, 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 dar unde zice? 14, dar unde scrie? Unde scrie? Duhul Sfânt care va trimite Tatăl, vă va învăța toate lucrurile, dar mângâietorul, adică Duhul Sfânt, 26. 26. Chapter 14, verse 26.
But the Counselor, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
Let's read a few verses before. It's an interesting chapter, interesting verse, right?
Very interesting.
Did he not say to people, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now? But it's necessary on me that I go. If I don't go, he will not come. But when I go, I will send him. So my first question, did Jesus complete his mission and tell them everything they needed to know?
Yes.
Answer is no. Because he says, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it. So I'm going to let the person I'm going to send later to complete the mission.
Which was Jesus' mission?
Understand this point. Did Jesus tell everything there was to know to the people then? The answer, according to Jesus, is no. He says to his disciples, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it. You're not ready for it. But when I go...
Are you ready for Jesus Christ?
Please, you're not preaching mode. Let's deal with the subject at hand. So Jesus says...
Are you ready to accept Jesus Christ?
Look. Are you ready for God because you worship other than Him? Are you ready for His wrath because you worship other than Him? See how it feels?
God doesn't mean wrath.
God will have vengeance, according to your Bible, on those who worship other than Him. Vengeance. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know why? Because they disbelieved His law. He can destroy...
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
He's not loving. Do you know why?
Why?
Let me tell you why. Then we'll come back to this. Remind me this question about this. I have many things to tell you about the Holy Spirit. Now, I'll tell
answer
you.
This.
I am telling you. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son so that you can have everlasting life, right? Do you know why this demonstrates that God is not loving? Let me tell you. Imagine Father and Son, right? He says, I love so much this world, I'm going to send my son to be killed and tortured. Does the father love the son more or the world more? Question number one. Secondly, if he so loves the world more than the son, which is obvious, I didn't have to ask that question, why didn't he come down himself and die? Instead, he sent his son. Look, if I have a son, let me tell you, don't just do this. Think. If I have to save you, is to sacrifice one of the God personas. Either my son have to die or I have to die. Do you know who I would send?
My son.
If I send my son, then I am being what? Selfish. I'm not being very loving because I am telling my son to go when to die. I should go myself if I was loving.
Okay, let me finish. I'll read another verse.
No, before you go to another verse, let's understand this verse. So now the father shows selfishness. Instead of going and dying himself, he sends his son. That's cruelty. Because this is what's called child cruelty, right? It's a child protection issue here.
You see, that's why.
Yeah, safeguarding child protection issue.
That's why God and Jesus Christ are one. Because God was in the Jesus Christ.
So are the disciples. According to John, Jesus says, just as I am the Father one, you, my disciples, will be one with us. I am the Father. I just read that passage.
I'll read another verse.
Now, why do you go on the verse that destroys your belief? It debunks your belief. You just say, I'm going to go to another one, and another one, another one. I am not driving you to a hole. You are putting yourself into a hole. You are unable to justify your belief from your own scripture. Look, I would have no problem if the Bible said, Jesus says, I am God, because I will say, that's what the Bible says, right? But your Bible doesn't say that. That's the problem, and yet you believe in it. The Quran says to you, do not say God is Jesus, or Jesus is God. Do not say God is a Trinity. Desist is better for you, for your Lord, your God is one, and that is the straight path. So God already tells you, even if you believe God is Jesus, or Jesus is God, shun away from it. Because Jesus himself said, O children of Israel, the Lord, your God, the Lord is one, and that is the straight path, worshipping God alone. That's what we're inviting you to. Come away from worshipping Jesus, or Moses, or Noah, or Mary, which you don't, because you're Protestants. Yeah. You know, Catholics, they have Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. That's a form of worship. You protest against them. So come away from worshipping Mary, which you've done already. My next invitation, come away from worshipping Jesus. Come away and only worship God. Do you think...
How can I worship God if I reject Jesus?
Don't reject Jesus. You accept him as your prophet and messenger, and then you accept the final prophet and messenger that was sent.
Jesus Christ, my friend, wasn't a messenger.
What was he?
A simple prophet.
Okay. Does the Bible say he was a prophet? Do you know what Matthew, Luke says? He went in the towns and villages, and people said, a prophet has arisen.
It's very important. Who created the world? That's very important.
Okay.
Godfather, okay. Godson.
Right. So before you go into this, hold on. We will talk about this. Now, talking about the Holy Spirit, like you said earlier on, right? I have two questions for the Holy Spirit. First, a series of questions.
Ask Holy Spirit.
No. Series of questions. Firstly, I asked you first, did Jesus complete his mission? The answer according to the Bible is no. Jesus said, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear it. I am going to send the Comforter.
Yeah, he hasn't completed his
mission. No. He said, when he comes, and if I don't go, he will not come.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, was the Holy Spirit already there?
Where?
During the time of Christ.
So
it cannot be the Holy Spirit, because he says, if I don't go, he will not come. But he was here already, so it must be something else.
The Holy Spirit was from the beginning of the earth.
My point is this, when Jesus says, if I don't go, he will not come, but if he was the Holy Spirit, which was already here, so it cannot refer to him, referring to someone else.
It's not unique.
Yeah? So my second point, one by one, write it down if you want to. Lots of questions now. The Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Truth, who is going to come and guide you unto all the truth.
Okay.
So all the truth will be left to be given by that person that's going to come.
The Holy Spirit.
Right. Okay. What is the best solution for drinking and driving? Ask the Holy Spirit. What is the best?
Question for the Holy Spirit.
No. Guide you unto all the truth. Do you know how many crimes happen due to alcohol consumption? Everywhere in the world. is one of the major cause, root cause of problems in our world, alcohol consumption. Drinking, driving accidents, alcohol.
Jesus in your life.
No. Can I ask you, what is the best solution that the Holy Spirit has brought about drinking and driving? What's the best solution?
There's no best solution if you do not accept Holy Spirit.
No, no. You do, right?
I do.
Do you? Now, tell me, what's the best solution from Holy Spirit about drinking and driving?
Do not drink.
But that's the solution from Islam. Not from your Bible. Your Bible says drink in moderation.
But where does it say so?
No.
Oh, where does it say do not drink?
Or say you can drink wine.
No. Where does it say do not drink?
Where does it say drink in moderation?
I can't remember, so I'll take it back.
No, even the,
no look, I said I'll take it back.
You verses,
listen.
No.
Listen, I'm saying, I know it's there, but for the sake of argument, I take my word back.
Okay.
I say, let's say I was mistaken.
Okay.
Now, when you say don't drink...
Oh, come on. You have to give...
No, when it says don't drink, where does it come from? The Bible, Holy Spirit, or from Islam? It's from Islam.
Don't drink alcohol
at all. Islam in the Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now you have the best solution in Islam.
Are you pretending that you have no sins?
No, that's not what we're discussing. You're now preaching.
What's your idea? I don't understand.
My point was the Holy Spirit that you're trying to make him God. Now my final question.
Is that fair?
On Holy Spirit, final question. About the day and the hour. About the end of the world. Who has the knowledge? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, angels, human beings. Who has the knowledge? There is only one.
Everyone. The ultimate knowledge. Everyone can have the knowledge.
No.
And we find this in Revelation chapter 1. We already read the verse. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3.
Chapter 31, verse 6.
But we're going to go to New Testament first.
Okay.
Do you know what Jesus says about the hour and the day?
Let me read something.
Nobody
first.
Knows.
Then I heard the loud
Does
voice.
He know?
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven.
Does the Holy Spirit know?
No.
Does the Father know?
Then I
I'm not listening. I apologize. I'm not listening. You can repeat again. I'm just kind of two conversation at once.
Okay.
But you can carry on this one in
a
second.
Finish with him.
Does the Holy Spirit know? No. Does the Son know? No. Human beings know about the hour? No. Angels? No.
I can read your verse.
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Only.
We know nearly.
Who knows only? No, only being knows is what? According to Jesus? The Father. So the Holy Spirit is ignorant of the day and hour when the world's going to come to an end. Can he be God when he's ignorant? Simple question. Can Jesus and the Holy Spirit be God when they are ignorant, self-declared ignorance?
Yes, they can be and they are my God.
So if God the Father declares himself, I'm ignorant, he still can be God.
You said how we get that knowledge.
Thank you.
What do you say? You say how we get the knowledge.
No.
I have one verse for you. Let's read Galatians because I have...
You read the verse where Jesus says about the hour and day? Let's go to the statement of Jesus. Mark 13:32.
No, I don't know that verse.
Mark 13:32, I think. Mark 13:32. Here. So read that verse. Yeah.
Okay, let me read this verse.
Now, can you go about what Jesus says, please?
Too many. We are go.
Yeah, but hold. But yeah, no. We are demonstrating whether the Holy Spirit is God or not. That's what you're trying to prove, right? So, if the Holy Spirit does not know when the world's going to come to an end, can he be God Almighty?
I think he does know.
Eh?
I think he does know.
You think? What does Jesus say? Let's go to Mark 13:32.
Jesus just told us what is going to happen before the end
Jesus,
of the time.
Jesus says about who knows the hour.
Matthew 24. Okay, let's read Matthew 24.
Can you read Mark 13:32 first?
Matthew,
if that is the verse.
Matthew 24.
Is it? Is that it?
Do you know what he means by the hour?
I know it's
by the way,
24.
Do you know what he means by the hour? What is the hour?
Okay, let's read it.
What is the hour, you think?
The hour is a physical meaning.
The judgment day.
John chapter 1
judgment day.
Says,
right?
In the beginning was the word. And the word...
We've covered that already. We've covered it already. But we can talk about it again if you want it.
Talking about the hour.
Let's talk about the hour first. And then we talk about this again. No problem.
If God created his son, created the world.
If God created his son, this son is a creation. Thank you. I agree with you. He's a creation.
Matthew 24, chapter 36.
But Mark 13:32, clearly.
No,
but... About that day or hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only
The Father.
The Father.
As
so
it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, before people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
When you don't expect it, this is what he means, but he doesn't give you the date or the day it happened.
I'm not interested.
When
you,
so now, expect it, it will happen.
Sure. So now, we have established one thing from Mark, right? Mark only gives this special privilege of knowledge only to the Father. He says no one else knows. That means the Holy Spirit is excluded because only the Father knows. Let me explain to you. If I am the only one who knows, can you know also? Whose phone is this? Thank you. If I am the only one that knows, can you also know?
I'm not interested in to say
to preaching. It's preaching.
I am interested to demonstrate that Jesus is not God, Holy Spirit is not God, but they are only what? Creation of God. So now,
how can you say a creation can create the earth?
Okay. Do you know what the New Testament writers have done? They've taken an attribute of God and made into a human being. Does God have speech? Does God speak? Does he have a word? Does God have words? Which word of God is Jesus? Which one? Because God has many words. Is he all the words together or one particular word?
Word of truth.
I'll tell you why I say that. In the Quran, God, he sends a word to Mary. Al-Qaha ila Maryam. He sends a word to Mary. That word was kun, be, and it was. So when God says be in English, of course God didn't speak English, and Jesus, from that power of this word, transformed and became alive. When God said in your Bible, in the very beginning, let there be light, and there was light. God was doing what? He was speaking. He was using his word to create this world. Now, when John says, in the beginning was the word, whose word was he? The words doesn't exist by themselves. The words only exist from the speaker. My words doesn't exist by itself unless I speak it. Whose word was Jesus, or this word John is talking about? Whose word? Sorry? Whose word was Jesus? The words do not have their own existence. They have to be spoken by someone. Jesus, or the Logos, is the word of who? Do you see the problem?
About the times and the knowledge. Yeah. Because the verse is said nobody knows about this. We had some verse which gives us some...
Yeah, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servant the prophet.
This is Amos. This Amos is said. His servants, the prophets, knows what was going on.
Only if God tells them, right? I agree. What in the Quran Allah says about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, whatever Allah teaches him, ilmul ghaib, then he knows.
He's speaking about what's going on after. So now we're going in 1 Thessalonians.
So we accepted that God can reveal whatever he likes to his prophets, and they can only know then.
Yeah, exactly. He reveals. Right. So we go in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we read from verse 1 to verse 5.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Okay. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains and pregnancy.
Suddenly.
Pause. We just stop here. The verse is said, when people are talking about peace and...
peace and safety.
Like now, I'm talking about peace. Is it going to come now? Let's talk about peace. Let's have peace in the world.
When the people are speaking about law, peace and things like this, something bad will going to happen.
Okay. Are we... Wait a moment. Wait. No, before you carry on. Wait.
Always talk about peace.
Have we been talking about peace today? Always.
We are talking now... more than
my
ever.
Friend, do you want to be recorded? Do you want to be recorded? His guy told us that he wants to be, that he asked for your opinion to be recorded. Do you want to be recorded?
It's not a problem for me. Record it.
Why? You got a problem?
No.
He says he hasn't got a problem. No. That's right.
Okay, خلاص, yeah, finish.
Peace and safety. Distortion will become on the suddenly as labor.
Doesn't give you when the hour will be.
Does it tell you exact
okay.
moment?
Okay. No. Okay.
It gives you clues.
Say, peace and safety. Asha. Extraction will come. Asha, do you mind?
The destruction will come.
Some people are not agreed with the register. Can you stop a bit?
Why?
My friend.
Some people are not.
Because they don't want people to see they're losing.
No, brother. If they do not want to, I happily accept your understanding. So that's fine. No, if they don't want to record it, then let's stop recording here, okay? That's fine, no problem. Brother.
Are you insulting us?
Brother, look, I am the one having discussion, and I am agreeing with you. If you object,
my brother, we can discuss without cameras.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Vegard, and I'm a Norwegian Muslim convert. I cannot express how grateful I am for Allah to have guided me to Islam. In my country, there are no Islamic schools or Dawah centers that fully operate in my language. A lot of the Islamic programs here are in Urdu, Arabic and Somali, and I don't understand these languages. We new Muslims need a place where we really can learn Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided me to the Dawah organization IslamNet, who helped me stay firm in my religion. We are now raising funds to establish a Norwegian masjid and Dawah center that will educate our people about Islam in the Norwegian language. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah." If you take part in this project, you will inshallah be rewarded for all the new Muslims who learn about Islam and all of the Muslims who learn to give Dawah and every single person who accepts Islam through this center. This will inshallah be an endless ongoing charity for you. And let's not forget, Allah will inshallah build for you a palace in Jannah. As a Norwegian Muslim, Norway is my country and Dawah to these people is my responsibility. And you are my family. Please donate for the sake of Allah and build for yourself a house in Jannah. And whatever you give, Allah will give you more in return. And please click on the share button so you can get the reward of everyone who follows you in donating for this masjid. May Allah reward you.